So, I'm sitting here in my car after playing basketball for about hour and a half in the gym here in downtown Tulsa. One of the mini gyms, not the gym, but one of the mini gyms. And I begin to think about the people that I was playing against, not skill level. Skill level is there for several of the guys that are there. Definitely some good players there that know what they're doing. Like always, you're gonna have guys that are just out there to get exercise. But for the most part, it's a decent run. It's not, you know, the most challenging that I've been up against by far. Like I've played against some really great players, but it is challenging in a sense to where I can get a good run, and you know, I can't be lazy on defense or on offense. So but what I really was thinking about was the temperament of the guys that are there and the atmosphere, the environment. And I started thinking to a time when I was in middle school. Some of y'all call it junior high. In Houston, we call it middle school. I went to Hartman Middle School. Shout out to Hartman, the Hartman Pirates in Houston. And Hartman is on the south side, but it's across these railroad tracks. So it's a little ways from where I actually lived, where my house was. And so the way that I got into this school, because they started a deal in Houston where if you're on this side of the tracks, and it wasn't necessarily rich or poor on either side of the tracks, it was just that was a dividing line. So it wasn't like the, you know, the saying this side of the tracks or whatever, or on from east from the other side of the tracks, but it was just a dividing line. And so I went to the school because they had a science and math magnet program. And I was a smart kid in elementary school. I was a smart kid, and I really was being pushed from teachers to look into different programs like that. Though I was in, you know, sports and I was athletic, I still, you know, I loved learning. I still love learning. And so I went to this math and science school, which a lot of my friends from elementary school stayed in the area where I lived and went to, you know, schools closer to our house, our houses, our home. Hartman was a little ways away. It was a drive. It was a bus ride. You know? And but I went to this magnet school, and, you know, this was the time where you begin to switch classes in junior high or in middle school. And so you're not going to be, they had a regular, what they would call the regular classes, and then the magnet classes. And what's crazy is the magnet classes, like, we had our own building. We had our own separate building. So we didn't have a lot of interactions with some of the other kids. And once we started to get into extracurricular activities like basketball, and you start to meet some of these other kids, they find it weird that they never see you during the day, especially in middle school, because you know how kids at that age are. And he's my best friend to this day, one of my best friends to this day. In seventh grade, I went out for the basketball team. I didn't show up to trials because I was out of town for something. For football, I think it was my last year playing football. I was out of town at this event for football. I came back in. I made the team. I really did an amazing job, to where the coach put me in the starting lineup right away. And the guy who's my best friend to this day, he was a little upset because his older brother went to the schools. People kind of knew him. He knew the coach already, so he thought that, you know, he was going to be running things. And he always tells his story about how we really, you know, got a certain level of respect for each other, right? So he would follow me around school in the hallways after the trials and after, you know, I made the team and whatever, he would follow me around and just scream my name, my last name, not my first name, my last name. He would say, "Murray, Murray," and just walk away. And or he would just stare at me in the hallway and just keep yelling it, "Murray, Murray," just, you know, kid stuff. And I ignored it for a long time. And then this one time he would make fun of the fact that, you know, I rode a bus from South Park where I lived to still, you know, I think that part of town, I forgive me if I'm saying this, but I think it's Overbrook. It's Overbrook, I believe. But it's, you know, another neighborhood, another section of the South Side is where Hartman was. And I had to ride the bus there. And the kids on the bus were also in the magnet because they were being, you know, bussed into this particular school. And so I would get off the bus with them at a certain time, and then we would play basketball. I mean, these are the kids that I'm around. And so these are the kids that I'm going to play basketball with. And so I began to play basketball with them every single morning before school. You know how kids are. We get sweaty. We didn't care nothing about no shower. We would just do it and then go to class at that age. A bunch of stinky boys. But he would make fun of me because he thought that I was playing with these guys because they were not as good as what the guys in the regular classes were, right? And even though I had, you know, made the team and proven myself, I still would play with these guys because, man, I wanted to get a run. And these are the people that are around, right? These are the people that I'm around every single morning. So that's who I'm playing basketball with, just normal kid stuff. And he would make fun of me for that. And one day he came on the basketball court as I'm doing my thing, and he just stood there yelling my last name over and over again. And so we had a confrontation. I walked up to him and I slapped him, like open hand slap. Pow. He looked at me, and I didn't, you know, it wasn't in a fighting stance or nothing. I just slapped him, and he slapped me. And we stood there for about 2 or 3 minutes, just going back, literally going back and forth, just slapping each other open-handed, until we just looked at each other and just walked away. We just looked at each other and just walked away. And crazy, crazy, crazy kid stuff, right? Especially where I grew up, crazy kid stuff. We've been best friends to this day. And I've, you know, we respected each other after that because, and the Murray, you know, the name calling stopped, and we eventually became best friends. Shortly after that, we realized we had more in common than we did, you know, in differences. And we began to hang, you know, a lot more, especially being on the basketball team. But the point of me saying all this and saying that out, you know, that crazy story is, some of you may not be crazy. I mean, it may be super normal to a lot of people. It was normal to me, but it's still funny to me. But the reason for me telling that story, is because I realized this morning after playing basketball in this gym in Tulsa against these guys that, you know, they have, you know, jobs like I do. They have families. They're married, most of them. You know, we're in there getting a run, and I love it. I love it. There's certain atmosphere, there's certain environments where I go into now and play, and I'm like, man, I had an issue a couple years ago. It just took me back to where I used to be in high school every single day, having to argue about something, having to fight about something, just this crazy negative environment. And what I realized is I wasn't playing with those kids in middle school because I didn't feel challenged. And, you know, yes, they were around and on the bus, and those were the people that I, you know, get off the bus and play with. But I don't necessarily think that was it either, because there was other games going on the basketball court at Hartman. If anybody knows Hartman, there's like multiple outside courts. I don't know if they're still there, but it was other games. I could have played with some other kids, but I played with those kids. And I found, what I realizes the reason why is that I enjoyed not having the noise. And what I mean by noise is just the, like, the negativity, I guess is what I mean. The atmosphere was just different. And who I am as a person, who I am inside, like the real me, me inside, doesn't like the noise. And, you know, eventually I had to be around the noise every single day. And I'm not talking about somebody just screaming or even my you know, my best friend yelling my last name over and over. I'm not talking about that, right? I'm not talking about that, even though that was part of the part of the noise. But I'm not talking about in volume. What I'm talking about is, it is in volume, but it's more of a, it's not a, not something that you can necessarily see. It's just this negative looming atmosphere that just hovers over everything, that just, you can cut the tension with a knife. It's just, it's there. And I grew up in that type of environment, and I grew up thinking that it was very normal. You know, after you get used to something, you're in the fog long enough, it doesn't look foggy anymore. It doesn't look smoky or hazy anymore. It's normal. And this morning I realized, man, like, I didn't like the noise back then. I still don't like the noise. You know, that's not to say that where I'm playing at now, that we don't necessarily argue about certain calls or people get frustrated at times. Yes, that happens to everybody. It's basketball. It's something that goes on. But overall, man, the environment is not this negative disposition. Like, we don't start from a place of that. Like, when, you know, growing up, we would start from that place. We would start from that place. And this kind of, you know, piggybacks off of the whole Kobe over Jordan conversation. And what I was trying to explain the other day on the previous episode was that, you know, that's kind of how I felt about, you know, how I feel now about Jordan. Where are we starting from? Are we starting from a place of love and respect? Or are we starting from a place of negativity? You did me wrong, and so now I have to do you wrong. And that's the reason I'm gonna drop 60 on you. Not because I want to be great and I want to drop 60, but because I got to tear you apart. I got to, you know, these people said that I couldn't do this and I'm going to do that and da 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 da. Like, is that the reason why? Is that the reason why we're doing what we're doing? So for all of you guys out there that are listening to this, whoever's listening to this, I hope that in your spirit you don't crave the noise, I should say, that your normal disposition isn't, that hasn't become normal for you, because it's not normal, because you can flourish. I flourished more. I've noticed that I flourish more, that I'm better now because of not being around the noise. I play with some great players in this particular environment where there is no noise, and it's a different ball game for me. I've noticed that the noise just does something to me inside. It just disrupts who I am as a person. And so I want to encourage you guys, if there's, you know, these environments that you're going into, whether it be at work, school, wherever, get away from the noise. Get away from the noise. The negative. The atmosphere that you may feel that's looming. If you can. You know, I didn't have a whole lot of, you know, choices growing up as far as where I could go to get away from the noise. But that playing against those guys in the morning was kind of me trying to have that time to where I could just get away from the noise, because it was noisy at home and in my neighborhood as well. As far as when I'm talking about noise, again, I'm not talking about volume, but it was just, you could just feel it in the air. And so being on the court with some guys that just want to play basketball because basketball is fun and for no other reason, they have nothing to prove, they have no ego involved, it's just, we're just here because we love to have fun. Like, man, that's what I want to be a part of now. That's what I wanted to be a part of back then. And some of my innocence, I feel like, was taken away by having to put on this certain facade, this certain persona, because of the environment that I lived in. And I know it's a lot of people out there that have to go through that same thing and put on that same disposition, or they feel like they have to. And they may very well have to because of the environment they're in. And I just, I pray that one day that they find that place without the noise, man. Because it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to share with you guys today. I didn't even say what this was about at the beginning. I just wanted to go in and start talking. But this is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray Podcast. I'm sharing these thoughts, these experiences, in an effort to help you avoid some of the challenges, some of the pitfalls, the potholes and roadkill that I hit along my journey. I'm sharing these things in an effort to help you to avoid those things and get to your destination faster. So, yeah, if you're hearing this for the first time, I'm an artist. I'm a voiceover artist. I'm a hip hop artist. I'm a speaker. I'm a da 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 da. whatever. I started putting slashes on my bio the other day, just trying to add the different things that I do, and I kind of got tired of doing it. I was like, man, I'm a human being. So at the end of the day, I am a human that has been through some things, and I want to share my experiences with you and try to add value to your life. So thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. Share, subscribe, write a review if you like it. If you don't, write a review as well. No, I'm just kidding. Don't write a review if you don't like it. But appreciate you guys. Hope this helps somebody. All right. Peace.